What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, June 9th, 2025. I know you guys very well by now. I mean, you've been tuned into me for 17 plus years. You've been tuned into me through this entire Florida Panthers run. And I know that you come here on this Monday afternoon because you want to hear the entire summary of what went on last night with the Tony Awards. That's what you're here for, right? You come here to hear my take on plays. Yeah, I'm not an idiot. Not those kind of plays. Not Broadway plays. Not shows. Like other types of plays. My play in the hockey game. My play in the baseball game. But that stuff that was on television last night, I saw maybe like 5 seconds of it, which is 5 seconds too much. People talking about it on social media. Not many on my feed, but I did see some retweets. I am so not into that. And you know what? I think the majority of you that are here, you're really not into it either. Like, to me, that is boring. Going to a Broadway show is, call me whatever you want. You're not into culture. You're not into this. You're not into that. You know what? You're right. I'm not. I'm into sports. I'm into traveling. I'm into food. I'm into having fun. I'm into wagering. I'm into playing poker. And I'm into... girls, 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 girls. If that is what you're looking for, you're in the perfect spot. But if it comes to award shows, that is not me. If it comes to watching a Broadway show, that is not me. If it comes to reading a book or hearing about a book, that is definitely not me. Not that I can't read. I could read very well. I read all the time. I read some news stories. I read tweets. I read things on Facebook. I read things on Instagram. But a book? I'll tell you a little secret. The next book I read will be the first book I read. And that includes all of my years in school. I don't think I ever read a book. Like a full book? Like a chapter, 2-3 chapters, okay. But then I get bored. Like, what am I going to do? This is boring. How do people just sit here and read books? Think about that. Reading a book as opposed to watching Game 3 tonight of the Stanley Cup Final, the Panthers and the Oilers. If you could put watching a Broadway show or reading a book or touring a museum up against Game 3 tonight of the Panthers and Oilers, then we are not the same person. And not even close. The only performance that I will watch will be DJ Khaled pregame in the arena and during the first intermission. That is my type of performance. But all of this stuff that people were talking about from last night, boring, like extremely boring, totally not into it. And I'm so glad that I'm this way and not another way. I know some of your significant others are probably into Broadway shows and other stuff, and maybe you are too, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I'm not. I'm totally not. Hopefully I sound better today. I think I sounded okay on Friday when I joined you. I had that dental procedure done last week. My cheek last week was the size of like a baseball, maybe a softball, then a baseball, then like a tennis ball, then a golf ball, and now maybe like a, what is that candy, a jawbreaker? Or like a fireball. It's small. It just keeps getting smaller and smaller, which is better and better. So, like, I don't feel 100%, but I definitely feel a lot better. Plus the pain meds and the steroids. Basically, if I was an athlete right now and got tested in the clubhouse or the locker room, I would definitely be suspended for at least 80 games. There's no doubt about it. Maybe even more than that, because with everything I'm taking and the antibiotics and obviously cleared through doctors, I'm not just going to a pharmacy in Hialeah or Medellin saying, hey, give me this, give me that. But these substances that I have been taking over the past week, there's no way that could be legal in MLB or NBA, NHL, anywhere. Like Ekblad got popped 20 games for I don't know what. I would definitely have been suspended 20 games. But I would not be like a repeat offender. It was just because of that one dental procedure. But I'm here. I'm able to talk. I feel better. I'm ready for tonight's game three. I'm ready for Thursday's game four. That wait is going to be a lot longer if the Oilers win tonight. But the Oilers, I'm not going to say they're not going to win tonight, because who knows who's going to win tonight. I wish I knew, because I put a lot more money on the game. But I don't know. I hope the Panthers win tonight. Look at the first two games. They've been incredible. How can you really go into tonight's game saying, I mean, you could think and you could hope. Like, I hope the Panthers win. I think they can win. But I can't confidently say, dude, the Panthers, trust me, they are winning tonight. I can't do that. I can only say that, like, as an example of something that I can't say. And at the same time, I can't tell you, yo, Edmonton, they're winning tonight, man. There's no way the Panthers, like, I can't say that. That'd be stupid. That would be moronic. If I did say that, you should turn me off and go turn on some show where they just laugh all the time or something. There's no way to know or even predict who is going to win this game tonight. And the same thing goes for Thursday in game four. I hope it's the Panthers because, look, both of these teams are so good. When you get to a championship, whether it's one game or a series, you're supposed to have the two best teams in it. They're normally the two hottest teams and probably the two best teams. And I think when you look at Edmonton and Florida, you're getting the best team from the East and you're really getting the best team from the West. And the great thing about hockey is it's not just one game. It's the best of seven. Now, I hope it's only going to be a five-game series. Advantage Panthers, of course. And if the Panthers win this game tonight, you'll be able to feel so much better Tuesday and Wednesday because you'll have that insurance in you. You'll feel that insurance where it's like, okay, we got the very important win out of the way. Because the most important part is for the Panthers to win at least one of these games at home. You want to win both, but you gotta win at least one. You don't 100% have to, because the series would still continue, but you don't want to put yourself in that position, down 3-1 going to Edmonton. You want to win both, but you can't win both unless you win the first one at home tonight. So you want to have that in your back pocket, where worst case scenario, the series goes to Edmonton and it's tied at 2. But you want to be like free rolling in game four, where you can take that 3-1 lead. And if you don't, all right, the series is tied. As a fan, you don't want to sit there in the building in game four and be like, gosh, we really got to win this game. You don't want to have that feeling. And you don't want that feeling in your body all Tuesday, all Wednesday, and all Thursday going into the game Thursday night. You want to feel good during this two-day break that'll be coming up. So the best way to do that is to have the Panthers win tonight. They're favored. So people believe they will win tonight. Doesn't mean that they will, but people believe it. And I hope people's beliefs in South Florida are correct, because that would be so incredible going into Thursday, having that two-day break and almost all day Thursday too, because the game's not until after 8 p.m., where you're able to just enjoy that and think about the team taking a 3-1 lead. Here I am talking about taking a 3-1 lead, and the series is tied at 1, and we still have game 3 in a few hours from now. So you could tell I'm definitely revved up for this evening. How much better is this? This conversation, even though I'm the only one talking, how much better is it than, hey, everyone, welcome. The Dolphins have a mandatory camp this week, and we're going to see what Mike McDaniel has to say and how that defensive line is going to be and what they're going to be doing at running back and what's up with Tua. You know, how's he going to hold up this year? How much better is this championship hockey talk than offensive line and defensive line and head coach talk? My gosh, it is so much better. And the fact that I have been able to do this with you guys for 3 straight years now, it's becoming a thing. I'm getting used to this. I spent so many years doing, I don't want to say horrendous radio, because I don't think I ever personally put on a horrendous performance on the airwaves. But sometimes the topics, like the main topics, the hot topics, the people are talking about one thing, and it has to do with the Miami Dolphins, and it's May and June. And I'm like, gosh, you know, like, okay, I could do it, but it's not fun. It feels like actual work. You guys go to your job, you go to your office, or you work from home, you do whatever you do for a living. You don't ever want it to feel like work. I mean, sometimes it does, and okay, you're getting paid. But you want to enjoy what you do, and so do I. I could sit here and talk. It doesn't mean that I'm going to enjoy the topic. I want to enjoy everything that I'm discussing every single minute of this program. And when our teams are doing well, that's what I get to do. And this is like, this is peak. This is peak Panthers. 2 years ago, it was a peak time when we had the Heat and Panthers both in the final at the same time. But right now, when you can win back-to-back Stanley Cups, the only way it can get better than that is next year, if it would be 3 cups in a row, and 4 consecutive appearances in the Stanley Cup final. That's the only way it gets better. And right now, I'm just loving it. I'm loving every single second of it. And I hope, you know, when you guys are here with me, and I want to think now it's every single day except for the weekend, because on the weekend, I'm just chilling. I'm talking to friends, and I'm not coming on the airwaves here. But I hope when you're here, you're also enjoying the conversation. You're enjoying the topics and the greatness of what's happening in our town, because I'm loving every single second of it. I got my inflatable Stanley Cup delivered the other day. I told you guys last week about it. I haven't blown it up yet. I'm not going to inflate it until the Panthers do win the Stanley Cup this year. Hopefully they will. I'll inflate it. It's got the Panthers logo on it. I'm going to bring it to Medellin before I inflate it. I'll inflate it there. I'll put it in the jacuzzi on the balcony. I'll have it float in the jacuzzi along with some girls, 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 girls. And it'll be epic. Of course, I'll get in the jacuzzi too. But you don't want a video of me in the jacuzzi. You just want to see the cup and the girls, 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 girls. And I don't blame you. There's so much that I'm looking forward to with this team, but they got to win. And tonight, having DJ Khaled there, where he's like, all I do is win. They need Uncle Luke there. They need to have the same picture that they had in Liberty City a few weeks ago. When I was sitting right there, it was 4 of us in a row. DJ Khaled, Uncle Luke, Uncle Luke's son, and me. The 4 of us were all there in the first row next to each other. I'll be there tonight. DJ Khaled will be there tonight. Uncle Luke and his son need to be there tonight. At least hopefully Uncle Luke will show up here tomorrow for a Luke Tuesday. My gosh, I'm looking at my screen here. I've got a lot of things in front of me like I always do. And I'm looking at the clock, and I haven't played the whole shuffle up thing yet. And it just right now hit 15 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been talking for 15 minutes. I haven't even gotten to what I wanted to get to yet, but that's how excited I am. That's how revved up I am. That's how ready I am for game three tonight and game four on Thursday. And just hopefully the beginning of an incredible week for this Florida Panthers team. So I do have things to get to, like actual notes that I wrote down, that I typed out. You know, I put a lot of preparation into this program. Hopefully it shows that I don't just turn on the microphone and say hello and figure out what to do like some of my former coworkers have done for many, many, many years, like zero preparation. Let me just park my car, jump into the studio. Okay, I got a minute to go and boom, hello, here's the phone number. Call me, please help me. Let me bring on 20 guests so I don't have to do any work. No, that's not me. That would be boring. That would be boring for you, and it would also be boring for me. I don't like boring. That's why I told you I don't do books, Broadway shows. Too boring. So all of these things in front of me, it's time to get to them. But as you know, I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
What will tonight be like? Because when you look at the first two games in this series, they've been all-timers. We've had two games, and these two games could be shown, even though I know they won't be, they could be shown forever as classics. An overtime game and a double overtime thriller, just remarkable. That's why I was saying before I officially started the hour, when you look at Edmonton and Florida, they clearly are the two best teams in the entire league. And not only are they the two best teams in the league, they're both playing right now at their highest level. And they're playing against each other. So it's bringing out the best of them. You got the best player in the world on the ice involved in this series. How can this series get any better? I mean, your answer could be, okay, well, this series could be better if it's game seven and it's in overtime. Well, that's the peak point. And you know what? Based on what we've seen so far, if you put together a math problem, a word problem, whatever scientific thing you want to have on a piece of paper, I would say, and I'm not some math genius, but we've had two games. They've both gone to overtime. One of them went to double overtime. The series is tied at one. The conclusion with whatever scenario you're drawing up concludes to, okay, this is going seven. And if you want to break down your prediction for game seven, it would go to overtime. I mean, that would be the absolute highest point of this series when it comes to tension, when it comes to everything. And we've already seen two classics. So you hear a lot of people say now, and they even said it before the series started, but even more now, this series is going seven. Everybody I talk to, that's what they write. This is going seven. Now, just because we've had two unbelievable games doesn't mean it's going to go seven. It's an easy answer. Okay, yeah, it's going to go seven. Panthers could win it in five or six. I don't really want to say Edmonton can win it in five or six because I truly don't believe it. But, I mean, yeah, it's possible. I just love the fact, and I brought this up before the game on Friday. I love the fact that these games have been so entertaining. I from a television perspective, from being in the building or from watching it on TV, that's what I want as a viewer. I want my team to win, of course. But when your team wins and the game is so tense, it's so exciting, it's so close, doesn't that make your entire experience better? It's better than a 9-1 blowout. It's like the Super Bowl, this past Super Bowl. Okay, yeah, you're an Eagles fan. And yeah, you want to win the Super Bowl. You want to have a parade. You're all excited. But you feel like the game's over in the second quarter and third quarter and fourth quarter. You're just waiting for it to play out. Like, it's not as exciting. Now, would I take an 8-1 Panthers win tonight? Heck yeah, I would. Because I really want them to win the game. Not for financial purposes or anything, just from a fan standpoint. I want them to go up 2-1. But from an entertainment standpoint, what we're getting is the maximum. You cannot get better than what we are getting right now. And as a Florida Panthers fan, for them to leave Edmonton and get on that plane with a W, that's so big. Because if they were down 2-0 right now, we would be in, I won't say panic mode, but we'd be like, oh boy, we got to win this game tonight. I mean, this is so huge tonight. Now, is tonight's game huge? They're all huge. It's a Stanley Cup final. It's a best of seven. Every game is big. But on a level of importance, how important is it that the Panthers win tonight? Again, I don't want to sound stupid. I'm not going to say it's not important. Of course it's important. But on a level of importance, it's not at the highest of levels. If they were down 2-0, it would be the highest of levels. Just about as high as you can get before elimination. Tonight, you want to get that 2-1 lead. You're at home. You want to hold serve. You want to protect home ice. Right now, the Panthers have home ice advantage. You do not want to give that up. If it's going to be given up, let it be game four and not game three, because you just do not want to be in that position where you feel like, and I'm talking as a fan, not as a player, you don't want to be in that spot where you feel like you have to win this game. I don't feel like the Panthers have to win this game tonight. If they don't win the game, then you'll be in that position on Thursday night. But being at home, the crowd is going to be amazing. What an ovation Brad Marchand is going to get. This dude, my gosh. The goal in double overtime. You talk about a complete shift of how not only a Panthers fan feels, but the entire organization. Because they had that game. It was almost inevitable that Edmonton was going to score, and they did with less than 20 seconds to go. That wound up being the latest blown lead in the history of the Stanley Cup final. But think about the character the Florida Panthers have. They shook that off. They won the game. They are such a championship team. They won it last year, and you could just feel like they've got everything in them where they can win it again. A lot of teams and goaltenders, that would just be a huge backbreaker there. Losing the lead with 17 seconds or so to go. The Panthers just kept at it. And Brad Marchand, Bill Zito, it's hard to say Brad Marchand and not bring up Bill Zito, who grabbed him from Boston. I started thinking after that, because the way my mind works is, okay, let me think of some value. Let me think of some financial possibility here. And I'm thinking about the Conn Smythe Trophy. Now, the Conn Smythe Trophy is the MVP for the entire playoffs in the National Hockey League, for the entire Stanley Cup playoffs, not just the Stanley Cup final. And last year, the Panthers won the Cup, of course, but Connor McDavid won the Conn Smythe. He was the best player for the entire Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm starting to think, like right now, if the Panthers were to win, I think Sam Bennett would probably be my favorite from the Panthers. But I do think Brad Marchand has a shot. If he continues to produce like he has been as of late. Plus, you look back, I mean, entire playoffs, you look back at that overtime goal he scored in game three when they were down 2-0 to Toronto in the series. The story that would be, I mean, I think it's a possibility. He's 30-1 on the Hard Rock app, Brad Marchand. Sam Bennett, 6-1. Bob came up huge again, but I just don't think Bob would win the Conn Smythe. I'm not going to dedicate a segment to the Conn Smythe, but when I think about Brad Marchand and I think about wagering purposes at 30-1, I think that's a pretty good bet, but I would put it in before tonight. What he has been doing on the ice, he's been picking up for what some others haven't been doing. He and Sam Bennett. I mean, Bob is the wall there. Bob is your last hope if there's a defensive breakdown. Something goes down in front of Bob, he's got to be there. And he, you could look at that score, 5-4, but Bob made incredible saves. High-quality chances from Edmonton, and Bob was making play after play. The defensemen for the Panthers, they're putting everything possibly that they can out there to stop a puck. Aaron Ekblad taking one off of his wrist. Like, whatever you got to do, the level that is being played on that ice right now by both sides, offensively and defensively, is just amazing. It's the highest level you could possibly see. And that is what we are seeing through two games. And I am sure we'll continue to see tonight in Sunrise. I got a lot more to say about the game. What we're going to see in Hollywood, Florida in 2 weeks from now is my poker tournament, the Slater Scoops poker tournament, with $50,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. The last time we had a 50K guarantee, I think we hit like $85,000 or $87,000. It'll be an incredible turnout. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow, so that's June 24th, after the hockey playoffs are finished, hopefully after the Panthers parade. So put a reminder in your phone right now, Tuesday night, June 24th, $50,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. The buy-in is only $250. It's the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament. I'll give you a lot more details on it in about a week from now. I want to get through tonight first. But it'll all be happening at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I talk about how these are the two best teams in the league, and you could obviously tell by watching the first two games the separation between them. If you're trying to figure out who is going to win the game, like before the game starts, who's going to win tonight, how do you do it? The separation is so tiny. We've had two games. Both of them have been one-goal games. Both of these games have been so hotly contested. And really, if you think about what separates them, the only things that I can come up with, one would be the power play. And I'm not going to get two X's and O's here. I could, but nobody comes here for X's and O's. Only like XOXO, maybe like a hug and a kiss kind of stuff. But you think about the power play, how lethal it is for Edmonton. For the Panthers, it's not as lethal. I mean, it's nowhere near Edmonton's. That's all advantage Oilers. But then you look at the goaltending. Stuart Skinner has been better, but there's no doubt in my mind, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a South Florida guy, there's no doubt Bob is better than Skinner. It's not as easy, even though you can see the separation, it's not as easy to see it, only because look at the players going up against Bob. You got Connor McDavid, you got Leon Draisaitl. And Edmonton is deeper than I personally thought. I know some people have been saying, oh, you know, Edmonton's deeper this year. They're not as deep as Florida, but they're definitely deeper than they were last season. Both of these teams have improved, and they're just so close. I mean, this is the ideal Stanley Cup final. There's no way that anybody can tell you with confidence, with certainty, this team's going to win, whether it's a game or a series. Nobody can tell you that. I mean, yeah, you can have someone say, Edmonton, trust me, they're winning this series. Florida, trust me, they are winning this series. Somebody is going to be correct. And then at the end of that convo, see, I told you because I knew this. Well, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a correct prediction. But if you scale through somebody's mind, there's no way somebody could know. It's hard enough to predict the outcome of a game even when one team is so much better than the other. You look at an NFL Sunday, any given Sunday, and we've seen it many times. Hockey's even more difficult. But when you put these two teams together on the ice, it's 100% impossible to figure out who is really going to win tonight and who's got the edge. It's absolutely impossible. I don't care what anybody tells you. It's just a guess. And when you guess, there's going to be somebody that is going to be correct, and there's going to be somebody who's incorrect. So maybe now it's time for me to give you my guess. Or do you just want something to wager on tonight? My close friends on Instagram, they have been doing very well. They had a heck of a month of May, and we're off to a tremendous start in June. If you want to see everything that I wager on, you could just send me a DM on IG, and I will send you all of the details. I didn't wager on the University of Miami baseball team to get to the College World Series, but they were so close. We almost had another big topic, not nearly the level of the Stanley Cup Final, but another South Florida topic that would be big. Maybe some of you would have gone to Omaha, but not anymore. I want to continue to talk about tonight's game. Will Manso from WPLG Local 10, he will be there, I will be there, and a lot of you will be there, but Will will join us next. Here on this Monday, Will Manso from WPLG Local 10 with us on the Andy Slater Show. Manso, are you back from Edmonton yet, or are you still trying to get back?
I mean, it feels like I just landed. It was a little past midnight Saturday night I got back. So, yeah, it took me an entire day post, you know, game two to get back.
You can't be so upset, though, right, that you're getting a little familiar with Edmonton? Kind of a good thing?
I mean, listen, this is the first time that I saw a little bit more than just downtown, like in the 2 days we were there, because the media hotel was a little outside of the way. So I got to see a little of the community and the town and the people. We went to a media party at a nice restaurant. I mean, it was, you know, it's got its charm. It just takes, you know, it's easier to get to Italy than it is to get to Edmonton. So that's it. That's the only issue.
You're stealing my next question, because I know you've traveled, obviously personal, but for television purposes, the Miami Heat. I think you went to China once with the Miami Heat.
Went to China many years ago, what, 2010, maybe 11 with the Big Three. It was 2011, I would think.
So what really was easier? Was it easier going to China or Edmonton?
Well, I'll tell you, it was easier to go to China, and here's why. Because we flew to Atlanta to pick up with the Heat, who were playing a preseason game. Then I got the Heat chartered a plane, and I was allowed to be on that plane, and everybody had their own row. So it was just this massive, you know, planes much better than I do, but it was this massive plane. And I was in the back, obviously not in the first class with the players, but in the back. But I had a whole row, like a row of like five, you know, those middle five, whatever. I had a whole row to myself, so I was able to lay down. The flight attendants were bringing any snack, food you wanted. So it was a long flight all the way to I think with the Beijing first. But you're just there eating and relaxing and drinking for all those hours.
So, look, you've covered the Heat for a long time. You've covered championships. We just saw the Panthers win the Cup last year. I'm not going to ask you to rank it. I mean, you've obviously seen the Heat in the Big Three. But, like, how does this feel compared to things that you have personally covered before South Florida-wise?
I mean, it's one of the few. I guess you could just say it's the one of two, because I obviously didn't cover the early 70s Dolphins teams. Those teams that I just missed out. Those teams were dominant. They won two Super Bowls, had a perfect season, but we're talking early 70s, well before all our time. So you're talking about in recent modern history, the Big Three was it. It was a rock concert. It was four straight years of where you went to the arena. Not only was it the most hated team that, you know, was being played against if you were on the road, but everybody expected them to win. Everybody figured, okay, that's the team to beat. That's the sense you get with the Panthers. I mean, everybody on the outside hates the Panthers. They're the new team. They're the new building, budding dynasty. They're the team that can win a championship and go at Brian Marchand and Seth Jones and get even better, you know? And so in that comparison, maybe not the rock star nature of LeBron and the big three, but just going to work every day, going to cover a game every day, expecting greatness, expecting incredible games and wins and runs to championships. I think you can compare the two. It's the same feeling.
Well, you're going to have a little heat mix in there tonight because I was able to confirm Bam Adebayo is going to be banging the drum before the game tonight. A good selection. Is that Stanley Cup final worthy? Or
yeah, Bam. Oh, come on. Bam is a Bam, you know, the captain. He's a community leader. And the Dolphins, as great as they are as an organization, as you know, the people in the organization, there's been some bad luck with the drum bangers of late with Dolphins games, you know, Dolphins players.
Yes,
at Panthers.
That's true.
So let's flip it up a bit and try Bam. I'm all for it. Look, last year, what some of the big, they had like Jack Nicklaus and some other people that are impactful.
Couldn't even bang it. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you know, he's a legend, but Bam is more of a legend as far as, you know, current guy that people love. Like, who doesn't love Bam? I mean, I shouldn't ask that because I know there's a section of Heat Twitter that hates everybody, but I mean, Bam is as good of a person combination with a player as you'll find.
What do you think about maybe for game four, Chris Greer banging the drum?
That now, see, for the adverse reaction, can you imagine that arena? Because so most people don't know on social media that, hey, it's going to be banned. They didn't even look and see a tweet, like see your tweet. But most people get to the game and they merely don't know. And can you imagine it's like Dolphins general manager Chris Greer? And everybody just says, what?
Oh my
no.
God. That would probably be the worst selection ever. And then I just saw DJ Khaled. They announced this a little while ago. DJ Khaled's going to be performing pregame and during the first intermission. So, man, so I don't know if you're a DJ Khaled guy, but when you bring DJ Khaled out there, I mean, we're talking serious business, no?
Yeah, I thought so. Look, I thought, in the last series, they had Cedric Gervais a set during I thought that was awesome. I watched it. Like, Cedric Gervais, like, this is cool. Like, I like him. So I think it's cool to do that. You know, a lot of arenas now do that, like the entertainment in South Florida. We got to get somebody local. And, you know, he's obviously a big name, plus he's local. So, yeah, I think it's awesome.
Will Manto from WPLG Local 10 with us here on the Andy Slater Show. So how many times do you think your station is going to be headed back to Edmonton, which is in, I guess, a more creative way of asking how many games you think the series is going?
I still think it goes seven. I do. I want to, you know, the optimist in me obviously wants to think the Panthers come in, take control of the series, win tonight, put it up against Edmonton, then take the next one and the pressure's on them to come back home. But I mean, look at the first two games of the series. I mean, I know that it's seven games, like the last two games, are impossible to expect, right? Like, there's no way that we can have a seven-game, one-goal-every-game borderline OT series. Like, I can't imagine that's what's going to happen. There has to be a game with some separation at some point, right?
I don't know.
I think you're right. No, it might not happen. But you would think there's at least one game with separation where a team just gets out to a two-goal lead and wins 4-1, you know. But we haven't seen any indication that that's happening. But I still think the back-and-forth nature, like, it wouldn't shock me. If you tell me right now, okay, Edmonton's winning tonight. They're okay. Yeah, all right. I mean, they've almost won the first two. If you tell me the Panthers are winning tonight, same thing. And I think you could kind of flip a coin with each. And when you flip a coin, your odds are, what, 50-50? Which means I think we see seven-game series. I do. I think we go back to Edmonton two more times.
Do you look at this series? I mean, I know you're into hockey now, and you've always watched hockey, but obviously paying attention a lot more along with all of South Florida. But, man, so do you look at this series and say, hey, it's 1-1, and Barkov and Reinhart haven't even done anything yet, so it's really advantage Panthers, or do you not give an advantage to anyone?
I would normally say yes. On a normal team where you're quote-unquote stars, you know, or most productive players on paper have to produce. Like, for instance, if McDavid and Draisaitl haven't done anything in this series and it's 1-1 and they've almost won two games, I'd say that's bad because these guys are going to wake up. Mm-hmm. I think the Panthers are deep enough and it's so much about depth. And, you know, there was one point in the playoffs, right, where we were talking where 18 different guys scored a goal and all that stuff. Defensemen left and right scoring goals. Sam Bennett, all of a sudden, he's your premier goal scorer. I don't see that as a positive or negative. I mean, obviously you want those guys producing, but there's enough around that it's clear they could win games without them. Now, if they produce and play better, that may mean that Sam Bennett doesn't score a goal. That may mean that you may not get a goal from Nico Mikkola or Seth Jones. So the balance of this team, I don't put too much stock into that, but you do hope that they kind of come to life as far as finding the net, those two in particular.
You're very educated. You're very smart. I mean, you know your sports, of course. Did you ever – I think I kind of asked Clay this question last week, but did you ever think, like, you'd be on this show or just on television rolling off all these Panthers players' names, like – it's completely normal, like we've done it for 20 years?
No, there. I tell people this all the time. I don't try to act like I'm, you know, some hockey expert or, you know, obviously I follow the spoilers just because we cover the team. But the way we cover the team is nothing in comparison over the years the way we cover the Dolphins, the Heat, even the Hurricanes, you know, the Marlins through their stretches where you know every player, you meet every player, you talk to every player. There were stretches of years where I didn't know any Panthers player, basically. Like, I knew their names,
well,
but
nobody
I didn't talk to them. I didn't interview them. I didn't know their background. I didn't know anything about them. There was Roberto Luongo. And then, you know, obviously Barkov came along, and he was the face of the team before they got even good again. But the point being, it just wasn't the way this team was built. And a lot of that had to do with the ownership and the way they did things and they ran things. It wasn't a good organization. It just wasn't. But credit to Vinny Viola, credit to Bill Zito, obviously Paul Maurice, you know, Matt Caldwell. I mean, they've come in here and they have put together a first-class operation, and in the process have gotten everyone, media and fans, to care and want to know more about them.
Yeah, it's like you have any player go to the mall or something now and they'll actually be recognized, whereas before I'm sure you can – attest to
no.
It. They walk in there, nobody even knows who they are.
Nobody would know who they are. I tell people this all the time. The best Panther story I've ever done up until this stretch of 3 years, like a profile on a player, you know, sit down, was Pavel Bure. That's all you need to know of how long
the
it's
Russian
been.
Rocket.
They had that. I did a feature on him. I spent a day with him once when he was rehabbing his knee after surgery. It was a great story, and it was really cool to see because he was such an elite player when healthy. That was the last time I did a really big story feature type thing on a Panthers player prior to this run.
Do you think that irks some fans from Canada, Edmonton, Toronto, Montreal? Because, I mean, even with the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, they were winning before the Panthers. And it's like, okay, you guys are sort of just getting into it as a community. And we've been into it forever. And you guys are winning and we're not.
Yes, it irks, and I see it. Like when I'm at Edmonton in breaks and intermissions, people come over and say, "Oh, who are you with? Oh, Channel 10, ABC, Miami." Oh, wow. Like, we start talking. And I vividly remember this trip now. A guy comes up to me during the first intermission of one of the OTs, and he's like, "Yeah, but I mean, you're enjoying this, right?" I say, "Oh, this is awesome." He's like, "Yeah, this is real hockey." And I was like, "Look, dude," I said, "you guys are incredible. You guys are a great city that loves your team. But trust me, it's all real hockey. Like when we're in Sunrise, I don't feel like I'm in some non-hockey place.
Right.
It's still a bunch of elite. And by the way, most of the players are European or Canadian. You know what I mean? It's like this is not like we're like Floridians playing hockey here on the ice. I mean, these are all players from all over the world, just like it is when we watch at Edmonton. So, no, they feel that way. But to me, great hockey is great hockey, and we're lucky to have it here.
Yeah, and look, you've been in enough buildings. I've been there too, visiting buildings where you go to Sunrise now, and it feels incredible. Just – you know, very similar to other spots.
Will, I appreciate the anus. That's what
exactly. Yeah, I mean, Will Manso from WPLG Local 10. I appreciate the time as always, my friend. I'll see you at the arena in a little bit and enjoy DJ Khaled.
I can't wait. See you soon.
All right, take care. Will Manso from WPLG Local 10. You got DJ Khaled, you got Bam Adebayo, and you also have the Panthers and Oilers game 3 tonight. Can't wait for it. All right, that's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. If you're at the arena, maybe I will see you there this evening. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.